For this Tuesday, September 23rd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Posey County Emergency Management is reminding the community that even though we have received some rain these past couple of days, the burn ban in Posey County is still in effect. They will announce once the burn ban is lifted. There's exciting news for Northern Posey County as a major new housing development is on the way. Hometown Ventures Group has announced plans for Farmington Ridge, a brand new 32-acre neighborhood near Poseyville that could bring up to 90 affordable homes to the region. The $30 to $35 million project includes a $4.7 million investment in infrastructure, backed in part by a $945,000 ready grant. Homes will range from 1,400 to 1,800 square feet and are expected to be priced between $275,000 and $350,000. On average, around 10 homes will be built per year, with options for buyers to purchase lots and customize their homes within flexible design plans. Officials say Farmington Ridge will help expand housing options and support continued growth in Posey County. This week across Indiana, it's Free College Application Week. Officials say the initiative is put on by the American College Application Campaign. Their goal is to help high school seniors navigate the college admission process. Many Indiana colleges are waiving their application fee this week to take part, including USI, UE, all Ivy Tech campuses, Oakland City University, and many more. They say Free College Application Week lasts through Friday. Comedian Jeff Dunham is making his return to the tri-state this coming February. According to a press release, Dunham will be performing at Ford Center in downtown Evansville as part of his comedy tour, Artificial Intelligence. Tickets for the show go on sale on Monday, September 29th at 10 a.m. They are available at the Ford Center box office and also Ticketmaster.com. The show takes place on February 25th at 7 o'clock. In sports news, yesterday marked the first official day of practice for college basketball teams, and former USI men's basketball head coach Bruce Pearl announced he is stepping down as the head coach of Auburn men's basketball. This is effective immediately. In a statement released on Monday, Auburn officials announced that Pearl will transition into a new role as special assistant to the athletics director, serving as an ambassador for the athletic department. Pearl has had a long run and successful career, including a memorable run at the University of Southern Indiana from 1992 until 2001. He led the Screaming Eagles to a Division II national championship in 1995 and was named Division II Coach of the Year. He finished his time at USI with an impressive 231-46 record. Between USI and Auburn, Pearl also coached at Milwaukee and Tennessee. At Auburn, he became the winningest coach in program history with 232 victories. If you missed last night's Mount Vernon or North Posey football coaches show and want to listen to it, you can go to our website at PoseyCountyRadio.com and listen to the full archive show. 5 weeks are complete in the high school football regular season, and yesterday, the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association poll was released. In Class 5A, Castle is 9th, and North is 13th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is ranked 1st, and Wrights is 7th. Class 3A has Memorial 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Mater Dei 9th. This evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball plays at home versus Bossy. The JV match is scheduled for 5:30 and will be followed by the varsity match at 7 o'clock. North Posey Volleyball is home taking on Southridge. The JV match starts at 5:30 and the varsity match begins at 7 o'clock. North Posey Boys Soccer plays at Mount Vernon at 5. North Posey Girls Soccer travels to Pike Central at 7. North Posey Boys Tennis welcomes Heritage Hills at 4:30. And North Posey Cross Country runs in a meet at Gibson Southern against Gibson Southern and Princeton at 5 o'clock. Tonight in local college sports, Evansville Men's Soccer plays host to Butler at 6. And we finish up in professional sports with Major League Baseball this Tuesday night. The St. Louis Cardinals play Game 2 of their three-game series at the San Francisco Giants at 8:45. The Chicago Cubs look to end a four-game losing streak as they begin a three-game set at home against New York Mets at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds are going for their sixth straight victory in their series opener versus the Pittsburgh Pirates at 5:40 in Cincinnati. The Reds are 80-76 and tied with New York Mets for the final playoff spot in the National League with six games to go in the regular season. Cincinnati owns a tiebreaker with the Mets. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, September 23rd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.